But what we thought we would do is kind of give you some overview of the area in charitable contributions, talk about what is a charitable contribution, talk about some of the substantiation rules, talk about some special situations that do come up in charitable giving, and also talk about appraisals. So I'll start things off, talk a while, turn it over to Bill, and I'll come back and talk a little more, and then Bill will wrap it up for us today. So unless we say something that's really confusing, if you want to hold specific questions related to your specific situations, we'll both be around. I'll be around all day. Bill will be around at lunch, and we'd be glad to address specific factual patterns at that time. But let's get started with what's been going on with charitable contributions. There's been a lot of interest recently in charitable contributions. And although I should start out to say I was a little disappointed in the delay this morning, and the local radio or TV station said, send in pictures of ice. So I immediately called Kelly Farmer and said, I'm sure on your phone you have some pictures of ice in Minnesota that I can send into this local TV station and tell them this is what's going on in Austin today. So we sent in a bunch of pictures. And I think we'll probably be on the noon news. I don't think we made the early morning news, but we're going to see if we can get some good ice pictures there of what's going on today in Austin. I thought it was interesting that we got a couple extra hours this morning. But what's going on? Well, there's been a lot of hearings on charitable contributions in the last few years. And the most recent thing that came out was just this January, a letter from about 33 senators. And the good part of that was all of them said they were, you know, think we should keep the charitable contribution. Well, that's pretty uniform. I don't think there's hardly anyone out there who wants to totally do away with it. The issue is how will it be modified? So we're likely to see some modifications. One of the things that I would expect to see modifications in, and I don't know, Bill, if any of your clients do much in non-cash charitable giving or not, but we were talking about this at breakfast, actually. There's a fair amount of, I guess, I don't like to use the word abuse, but I think it might be appropriate in this situation where people do, in some situations, try to abuse the non-cash charitable giving rules.